Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Craig Petty here from Magic TV, and over the course of this week, I have been speaking to the movers, the shakers, the dealers, the producers, the people in the magic that are there in the dealer hall making the magic happen. And let's be honest, a lot of people go to the Blackpool Magic Convention just to see what amazing stuff we can buy. And today I'm speaking to a good friend of mine, somebody who co-owns one of the best magic shops in the UK, as far as I'm concerned. They are incredible. And if you ever find yourself up in the Newcastle area, you need to go and pay them a visit. The last time I went there, they sawed my son in half. I can't say any more than that. He is incredible. He is the one and only Graham Shaw from Magic Box. How you doing, Graham? You all right, mate?
Good. How are you? Good to see you. Good to see you. Hello to everybody out there who's watching. Good to see you. Are you okay? You all good?
I'm great. I'm really excited. It's almost Blackpool. We're almost here. It's Christmas for magicians. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. I really feel like this is going to be a great Blackpool. Everyone I'm speaking to is buzzing. And when I was putting these videos together with the dealers, I can't speak to every single dealer. There's like 170 of them. So I made a list of the ones that I really wanted to speak to. And you and Magic Box headed up the top of that, because I think that you guys are great. You know, every time I find myself up north, I'm popping in. I think that, it's what I love about Magic Box. A couple of things before we talk about what you do. Okay. A couple of things that I love about Magic Box. First of all, I love that when you're at a convention, you're one of the only dealers that has so much stuff. A lot of dealers, they'll just have three or four items, which is fine. But I like that Magic Box have some exclusive stuff, but then they also have a range of other things as well. Like when I saw you at the session, it was so refreshing that you were there and there was just a lot of stuff to look at and go, oh, this is good, this is good, this is good. You hardly see that these days. I love that. And I also love the fact that you, as pretty much the face of the company, you're somebody with experience performing, you know, family entertainer of the year. You go out and you gig all the time. So you can give advice and knowledge based on actual experience as opposed to kind of theoretically this should work. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's why I think that you guys are so awesome.
Packing the stuff, though. Oh, my God, there's so much stuff to pack. Blackpool, we actually start setting the stand up now. So obviously I'm here at the shop now. I'm sat in the sort of studio bit of the shop. And if I could just quickly turn this camera around just to show you that this is the studio bit of the shop side. This is like where sort of sound desk and stuff. But if I turn it around, you can see the little mini theater here. So what we do is we had a magic circle meeting last night. And then what we do is over here, we're going to move all these chairs and we actually set up our full stand against this wall just so we can make sure that we can fit everything on the stand and decide exactly what we're going to take. And it's a mammoth task. So that'll get started today with the lads. We'll start sort of putting tables out and putting the banners up and setting the stand out. Because, you know, I can't believe it's only next week, Craig, next week. It's Blackpool next week.
It's crazy. It really is. So
it's a nightmare for us packing. Taking all that stuff sounds really good, but it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare trying to take everything.
Like, seriously, how do you do it? In terms of, you can't physically take everything. I've been to your shop many times. It's massive. Like, how do you decide to strike, like, what makes the cut, what doesn't make the cut, what comes, what stays?
Yeah, it's just down to experience, really. I mean, we've been doing Blackpool, I don't know. I started dealing at Blackpool when I was 17, when I started on the Magic Box stand. So that's 1997 when we started dealing. I've been going to Blackpool before that as a punter, but since 1997, and we've been there every year. We've had a stand, so you just gain it through experience. But you can never tell, to be honest. Sometimes you'll take, I don't know, you'll take 12 invisible decks and they'll sell out on the first day and you're like, oh no, if only I took 36 invisible decks. And you never really know, but it's generally what you tend to find is when somebody in a lecture does something that's out of the ordinary, like somebody will In a lecture, they might do something with double blank cards, for instance, in a lecture, double blank bicycle cards. And then all of a sudden, people swarm out of the lecture to the stands and they buy all of those. And you go, oh, I wish I'd had 48 of those.
I remember you having that conversation with me because I did a couple of years ago when I lectured at Blackpool, I did that trick with the quiver. And you said to me afterwards, I've had so many people wanting a quiver.
Yeah, I think we had like six on the stand at the time or something, six quivers that went like that. And then again, wish I'd had 100 of those. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just to experience, you know, and sometimes stuff sells that you're really not expecting because it's not, Blackpool is, for some people, it's about the new stuff, but it's also like there's so much stuff in magic people haven't seen. Like, I'll probably show you some stuff now, and I bet there's a lot of people out there will go, I've never seen that before. I mean, I was amazed at the session, which I'll talk about in a minute, appearing pools. I was really surprised how many people didn't know what an appearing pool was. I was doing it, and they didn't have a clue how it was done or where it was coming from at the session, and people hadn't seen it. So, you know, there's certain stuff that you'll see at Blackpool that isn't necessarily new, but, you know, stuff that not other people have, or people that they haven't, stuff that they haven't seen before. And that's the fun of Blackpool. I still go to Blackpool, and the stuff that's not necessarily new, but I go, never seen that before, and you buy it, you know. So it's exciting, but it is a difficult thing for us to pack all the stuff, and our van is massive that we bring down. But there was one time, I don't know if you remember, we used to have a metal stand, which was a nightmare putting that together. You know, we were down there at 8 o'clock in the morning on the Thursday, and we were finished at 5-6 o'clock. It was huge, massive metal thing. We'd have hammers and tools, and we'd be banging stuff together, and yeah, it was huge. And it had a huge lighting rig on it and stuff. It's just trying to streamline what you do, isn't it? And you know, some stands you go up to, and they've got like four tricks, and I'm like, oh man, I wish we. And then they pack up on a Sunday in like 5 minutes, and you're like, oh.
Well, I bet I honestly think the last few years you've had the best position in the whole of the dealer hall.
Yeah, we're very
like,
lucky.
We walk down those stairs, and the first thing that you see before anything else is Magic Box, and the last thing that you go past before you leave is Magic Box.
Yeah. I mean, we are very fortunate. That used to be Colin Rose's stand. For many years he had that position, and we managed to move into that position, and so we're very fortunate to be there. And we have people buy a lot of playing cards from us, so playing cards is a big thing we're going to be pushing this year. We've got a new website which is going to be launching at Blackpool, which is just playing cards. And we're going to have a huge selection of different playing cards. That's one of the things we have, which will be, you know, we'll have a big display of that this year, so that should be fun.
Well, let's start with playing cards, because you're gonna, like you say, you've set up this new company that's live now, right? Isn't it? That's
not live. It'll be live the week of Blackpool, so next week it should be all live. Yeah. Cool. So that's bicycle. Yeah, it's bicyclecards.co.uk. So it's all things bicycle, but it's got everything else on there. So it's got all your various different Theory 11 cards on there. Fournier bicycle. The twins, Dan and Dave cards are on there. It's basically just a website dedicated just to playing cards. That's something we'll be pushing a little bit at Blackpool, but we'll have a lot of playing cards on display at Blackpool, loads of unique decks and sort of individual
deck that's going to be exclusive to you at Blackpool, which is really,
well, it's not exclusive to us, but I think we're the only people who's got it at the moment, and I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to reveal this, but I haven't been told that I'm not. So Bicycle have brought out a exclusive deck this year just for Blackpool, and I've got them here. We've been sent some ready for Blackpool, and it's called the Bicycle British Ambassador deck, and it's released just for Blackpool. It's exclusive at Blackpool. This is it here. I'll hold it up so you can see.
That's an amazing deck. Look at that.
These are limited production, just for Blackpool. They're limited to 2,500 decks. Every deck you buy has a little sticker on it with, I don't know if you can see it, if it'll focus properly, but there's a little sticker on there telling you the number deck. And they haven't gone, what I kind of like about this is they haven't gone for some like really weird fancy design. They've kept them fairly standard so that magicians can use them as their everyday deck, if you know what I mean. Or they can use them as their gaffs. The faces are a little bit different. The stock is, I would say, a little bit thicker than standard bicycle cards. The stock's a little bit heavier, but the faces are a little bit different to like your standard playing cards. But they've got a nice sort of feel to them, I would say. Slightly different feel to regular bikes, depending on which deck you get, of course. The backs are just a standard blue, but they're not standard blue because they're actually like a really dark blue. Don't know if the camera will pick this up, but here's a standard one that could compare the two together. So that's your standard blue bikes. And that's the sort of limited editions.
Oh my god! Taking one of those cards from that limited edition deck and throwing it into a normal bicycle deck, you'd have an amazing key card there because you'd be able to spot that, but nobody else
great
would.
Yeah, great idea. Yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah, you could definitely do that. Yeah, good idea. But I can see people maybe are, you know, buying these and keeping them. You know, people like to buy cards and keep them sealed when then, especially numbered cards. So we've got those anyway. So sort of playing cards will be a big thing this year on our stand, various different, you know, decks and stuff like that.
That's amazing. Yeah. But it's not all about the decks of cards, obviously.
No, because so we've got
magic stage tricks. You think magic?
Yeah, I mean, we do, as you know, we do a lot of stagey type cabaret stuff. And really just that's because that's one of my passions is stage and cabaret and family type stuff. So we do also sell a lot of that, the big stuff as well. And we'll have a lot of stuff from Future Magic. I don't know if you know Future Magic. They're the guys who make the Zigzag Raccoons. A German company, beautifully made. We'll have obviously the Zigzag Raccoons and we'll have a lot of their stock because they don't have a stand anymore at Blackpool. So we're going to be displaying a lot of their stuff, the washing machines, which I think is the best washing machine on the market if you do kids' magic. The washing machine that they make is really nice. We'll have all of their stock.
Is that the one with the red and the white socks and
yes.
the hand? Every kid show, Ryland does that. That's an amazing prop.
Yeah, I mean, there's different versions out there. I think Future Magic's the best version. That stuff is really, you know, high quality stuff that's going to last. You know, it's well designed and well made. We also have one of our own things coming out, unfortunately, I don't have one to show you, which is a beautiful Hippity Hop Rabbits. If people who are watching are not familiar with Hippity Hop Rabbits, it's a sort of staple of the kids' magic performances, but I think it also fools adults as well. I think it sort of fell out of fashion a little bit over the years, and I think the reason being is you just can't get a good quality Hippity Hop Rabbit. The one I've got is probably 10 or 20 years old, and it's really battered. They don't make them anymore. There's nobody out there seem to make a really nice one, so we've designed our own. It's my personal design. They're very colorful, very cartoony looking rabbits, a little bit along the lines of Wolf Magic. If you're familiar with Wolf Magic type stuff, the very colourful props. But we've solved a lot of problems with Hippity Hop Rabbits where they were top heavy and they might rock around and move on your table. We've solved all of those issues. So they're really nice. It's something I'm using in my sort of family kid shows at the moment. We'll have those
I did Hippity Hop Rabbits in my kid show for years, and then I lost the set. I left it at a gig, or I can't remember, but and I've not replaced it, even though I love the routine. Because every single version of Hippity Hoppity Rabbits I've ever seen, it's just been a bit naff. You know, it's not felt good. So
The rabbits don't look great. There's a few. No. We've got a few in on the shelf over in the store side. And they're okay, but they're not like that. I wouldn't use them personally. I don't like the design of them necessarily, the rabbits. So we've got those as well. They'll be on the stand, Pride of Place. We've got a packet trick, which I'll show you in a second if I can dem it, even though it's the prototype, I can still dem that. And then we've got these. Now, I don't know if people are familiar with knife through arm. There's lots of different versions on the market. This is not new, but I think people haven't seen these because these are exclusive to us. We had these about 10 years ago, and they've been out of stock for the last 5 or 6 years. But we've managed to get the guy, we've convinced him to make us a batch of these. So we've got these knife through arms, and I think these are the best ones on the market. And these are them here. So this is the actual knife itself.
That looks good.
Now, what's really cool about this is you can do this totally surrounded. Now, if you're familiar with a knife through arm, you'll know how it works. I'm not going to go into the workings of this, but with a normal knife through arm, you normally can't show it both sides. So normally you would see the gimmick there. So these are just really nicely made knives. They look real as well. The problem with some of the cheaper ones is that they don't look like a knife. They look fake. They look like a prop, as this one doesn't. This one has this special gimmick built into the handle. So you can see the thickness there. I mean, it's not mega thick, but this actually has a very special secret hidden inside it, which is accessed by one of these buttons. So one of these buttons isn't a real button. It's a button which does all the work for you.
It's just a genius way of doing knife through arm, because every other version I've seen, and there's some great versions, like I've just been looking at the Penguin version, which is amazing. Yeah. Really good.
Amazing Jonathan's. I've never seen an Amazing Jonathan's until Penguin started producing them. And I assumed Amazing Jonathan's was similar to this, but it's actually works slightly differently. Jonathan's. That Penguin's is a good knife as well. What I like about this version is the fact you can do it surrounded. I actually do this close up. Sometimes at corporate functions, when I really want to sort of get the attention of the room, I'll stand somebody up at a table and do it on a woman at the table, so that everybody in the room can see. You know what I mean? I don't do it with the blood when I do it close up, because it's just too messy. But yeah. So we've got these as well. Again, it's not new, and I think people will be surprised at the price of these as well. I think they're really cheap compared to others on the market as well.
Oh wow! And I'll tell you, you say it's not new. It's not. It's very old. But it's so old, it's almost new. I think it's one of those things that years ago, like probably 15 years ago, everybody was doing
knife. Yeah.
Everybody, like every single person that I knew was doing a sort of variation of knife through arm. And then it went away, and less people are doing it. And I think that now you do it and you're going to have something unique in your act, because very few people are actually putting their into their act. And for those people that think that you only need knife through arm is more than just a macabre style presentation. You could do it in kind of a really kind of upbeat sort of comedy way as well, if you want to. I mean, David Jonathan's the perfect example. Like he did it in a very kind of amusing way. It's quite a versatile prop. I really like it.
Mm. I mean, I maybe wouldn't do it in a kid's show.
No. I think you could. I'll tell you something. Ryland put it in his show. He put it in his show. He said, one of the things about being a kid that I hate is my mom doesn't like me playing with knives. And then he does this and he just wipes it off and he goes,
that's good.
It's a joke, you know, which is kind of funny, but you know, it shows how bad parents I am, I suppose. But
that's good. I think that's a great idea for him to perform it. I think it's really cool. And just staying on the line of sort of stage props and sort of family props, appearing poles. We have back in stock, like the really good quality ones. Now these have been out of stock again for a few years. The manufacturer, Mac Magic, was the one who produced the really good ones. Yeah. And they stopped production, but we managed to get to find another company who started making them for us, and I've got them here. Now again, I'm going to actually just quickly do this, because I was surprised, like I say, how many people didn't know what an appearing pole was. So this is the typical sort of routine you do. I'm not going to do the full routine, but just to give you an idea. So you would take a bag like this, you'd show your hand empty, you reach into the bag, and from inside the bag, and you pull out. It's huge, 10-foot pole from out of the bag like this.
Looks amazing.
So these, I'll bring it up close to camera. People who are familiar with these will recognize the texture of it straight away and go, oh yeah, that is the original, or the one that I've had before, which was the really good one. There's been other manufacturers out there, I won't name them, but there's other manufacturers out there who have tried to produce these and failed terribly. They just haven't worked. The material sort of comes off, it gets bubbles in it. The material spins around, and it's just not, just they weren't very good. We've had them from various different places, and these are definitely the best.
Definitely
look solid. But when I was doing this at the session, it was really surprising how many people thought this was real. And I just had them on the stand, and they were like, "Is that?" They were amazed it wasn't actually real wood, real timber. You know,
hilarious.
So these come in the pole, they come in a magic wand, they come in a straw, a pencil and a candy cane as well. So we'll have all of these sort of at Blackpool as well. They're really cool, really good quality ones.
Again, Ryland in his act was doing something that needed an appearing poll. And about 6 months ago, I was looking for an appearing poll, and I was on a scavenger hunt, and I managed to find one in America. It cost me a fortune to bring it into the UK, and it was a decent, it's a decent appearing poll, but I spent like 2 months trying to find one, and I couldn't.
Yeah, you couldn't. We only got these in just before, it was probably November or December, and I would say for a good 2 or 3 years, you couldn't get anywhere. You couldn't get the good polls anywhere, the ones. Nothing. Nobody did them, you know. Anywhere in the world were really hard to get a hold of, unless you found somebody who could, you know, an individual person who could manufacture one for you, which is obviously what you managed to do. So yeah, I mean, then so that's the sort of stage stuff we'll have, and then we'll have obviously a multitude of close-up stuff as well. We'll be doing Duality, which I'm a huge fan of, which is the phone thing with the numbers on. If people haven't seen that, please come over to the stand. I love them, and that's one of my favorite tricks to do. It's my everyday carry. I love that trick a lot, and I do that close-up. I also do it in stage stuff at my holiday park shows. I plug my phone into the projector or the big screens at the Havens, and we do it.
Wow.
It is a big sort of trick. And obviously you can customize your videos. I have my son in the videos. So yeah, we'll have that. And then we have a new packet trick out as well, which I'll show you now if you want to see that.
I would love to see a packet trick. Yeah, I love packet trick.
This is a new packet trick. Now you'll have to forgive me for the cards, because it is a prototype, so it's got some biro written on the faces of the cards. So I'm going to just readjust the camera, and then I'm going to stand up because it's a bit easier for the angles. And see if I can do it for you. Let's see where we are. Perfect. All right. So I don't know about people who are watching this, but where I live, we have a coffee shop. And coffee shops give you these, they give you these cards, and I've got some here, these cards, and these are like the stamp cards, which you get, which have, you know, you get various different things, and you can stamp them on the backs, and obviously you get points, and every time you get a stamp, you can, you get free coffee or free biscuits or whatever. The problem is, with my coffee shop, right, is they give you so many blooming cards, right? So you get so many cards. I mean, do you have a favorite thing when you go into the coffee shop, Craig? Do you have a favorite thing, like, I don't know, biscuits or tea or coffee, or is there anything in particular that's your favorite?
Normally a coffee, to be honest, mate.
That's actually my favorite. Well, actually, my favorite's biscuits, right? I love the biscuits that you get in my coffee shop. They're really, really cool. But the annoying thing is, I've got so many of these cards. When I go in there and I get like a biscuit, for instance, I need to find it in my pocket. It's a nightmare to find. But I found a way of doing that, right? What you do is you just give them a little shake like that. And what you can do is you can turn one of them face up like that, you see, and then get it stamped. Let's say you go in and you get a milkshake. Well, that's okay. You give that a little shake like that. And then the milkshake one, that one automatically turns face down for you. If you get your favorite, like a coffee, that's okay. You give them a little shake, right? And the coffee one, well, that one turns face up as well. My favorite's the biscuits, though, so when I go in, I give them a little shake, and the biscuit one, that one turns face up as well, just like this. Now you're probably thinking, well, that's all well and good, right? But what happens if you're a magician? Surely you'd stamp them yourself. Well, that's okay, that's where this comes in, right? And now this is free coffee magic card. You need to get yourself one of these, Craig, right? And this has already got the stamps on. So all you do with this, right, is you just take the stamps like this and you just give a little press on the back. And what that does, it actually transfers the ink onto the back of one of them like this. So you can see it's actually now got three stamps on, which is really cool. But I've also figured this out. If you give them a little shake like this, what that does, it actually transfers the ink through the cards so that they all have ink on the back now. So now they've all got stamps. Now, I know what you're thinking as well. You're thinking, what's the point of that, right? If you were a magician, then maybe you would stamp them all at the same time. But that's okay. You just take the card like this. And if you do it like this, you squeeze it, it actually transfers the ink off the card and it ends up on the back of this one. But of course, being a magician, I can duplicate this now, right? So all I do is I give them a little squeeze like this. And then what that does, right, if I take this one and give a little squeeze like this, touch that one, then it transfers the ink from one to another. So now I get two. But what you've got to be really careful of, right, is to make sure that they line up properly, because if you don't line them up properly, you can just touch the corner. And then what that does, it actually transfers the ink and it just prints the corner like this. which is no good, right? You don't want that, right? You don't want to just print the corner of the card. You've got to be really careful, though, because if you take one like this and just touch the front like that, it'll transfer the ink. But if it's not dry, then you can, if you shake the card like this, what happens is it blurs the ink on the card, and then you can't use that one, so that one's no good. So then you've just got to stick with the other ones, and that is how you get free coffee in the coffee shop. Ta-da!
Wow. I love that.
So it's got a few different phases. It's almost like a little project, this. So it's going to come with lots of different cards for different versions. So you might not want to do the Presto Printo type revelation. You might just don't want to do it a straight version. There's almost a self-working version of it that comes with it. So it comes with like lots of different cards to do different versions of the trick. The tutorial is about an hour long, I think. With the various different versions on it. What I like about this is these do look like real genuine cards. They don't look like playing cards, which is what we really wanted to get away from. So the stock that these are printed on, which took ages to find the right stock to get these printed correctly and get the feeling of them right, they really look and feel like they should. They look really organic. They don't look like playing cards, which is the problem with a lot of packet tricks are, you know, playing cards. This doesn't look like a card trick. It looks a little bit different. So it's a pro. This is the prototype version, but the other one will be, you know, a lot. It'll be better than that. They're coming in this week. So yeah, that's a cool little thing that we've got coming
out
as well.
Amazing! I love that. I'm coming over and getting that when you're setting up, because that is right up my street. It feels like the sort of thing that you'd carry around in your wallet. It doesn't look like a packet, like your typical packet trick with a pack of cards. It looks, you know, the buzzword these days, isn't it, is EDC, everyday carry.
Looks
something that you just carry around with you. That's great.
So that, and then obviously everything else that goes in between, and then all the other stuff as well. Obviously we'll have Penguin stuff on the stand, we'll have Murphy's Lions on the stand, future magic stuff. We've got some illusionist stuff, so that, you know, we will have, you know, all the other stuff as well as our own little exclusive tricks as well, you know. So
and also the Magic Box stand is one of the friendliest stands in the whole of Blackpool. What I love that you guys do is you're just there demming the entire time, you know. And there's others that do, you know, there's the Mark Masons and the Peter Nardis of the world, but there's so many stands and they're just sitting there and you're just mooching around and they just ignore you. You know, the second you walk over, you're like, hey, and then you're demming and you go, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Have you seen this? And you know how to dem almost everything. It's you know, that's another reason why Magic Box is so good.
Yeah, we do try to dem a lot, but to be honest, I learned a lot of that from Mark Mason. We used to be opposite Mark a lot, and he's the world's best demmer. He's a big inspiration for me, and Michael as well. You know, obviously Michael, who used to work here, Michael, it's very similar to me. He dems all the time. He's constantly on the stand, constantly demming on his stand as well, you know. So we do try to dem as much as we can. So yeah, come over and say hi. We might even have some free bits and pieces that we might give out.
Free is always good. But again, if people can't come to Blackpool, you obviously ship worldwide. A lot of the items that you have are exclusive for you. We haven't talked about your big, massive exclusive range, I've done many review shows on Magic Box. We've done mat tests on Magic Box. There's so many things that you do. One of my favorite things is the balancing pound coins. You know, they're just money spinner, I think it's called. I love that. That's one of my favorite everyday carries. The point is, if you don't go to Blackpool, you ship worldwide. People can go to the website, which is magicbox.uk.com.
That's right.
And you've just had a brand new website, new look of paint.
Yeah, so the new website that launched in January. So, we're quite pleased with the new website. It's much cleaner. It's much faster. And stuff's easier to find. The search on it is a lot better. It's just a better customer experience on the new site. But all the exclusives are there, as well as all the other brands that we do as well.
That's amazing. And the new website is launching, and it's bicyclecards.co.uk. bicyclecards.co.uk.
Yeah, that's just Bicycle. It's not Bicycle. It's Bicycle cards and everything else, but just cards. There's no magic tricks on there. It's really for a different sort of market, but a lot of magicians do like to buy the cool different cards and the fancy stuff. So that's just dedicated to that, yeah.
That's amazing. Graham, I cannot wait to see you at Blackpool. Thank you so much for jumping on the channel. I really appreciate it. And I know you're going to have an amazingly successful Blackpool, because you always do. But I can't wait to see you. And thanks on behalf of everyone that's watched this video. Thanks for coming on and chatting to us about what you've got. And
no problem.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to pick that up. Thanks a lot, buddy.
It was good fun. Look forward to seeing you in Blackpool. And we'll see everybody else as well.
Absolutely. Guys, do me a favor. Jump over to the Magic Box stand. You really, really want to go and see it. And on behalf of Graham, thank you for checking out this video, and I'll see you again soon. My name's Craig. That's Graham from Magic Box. And this is Magic TV.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel.
Magic TV.
Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.